What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Under the Microscope, where we dissect the art of basketball. I'm Yosef Yishak from Value Basketball Skills Training.
I'm Coleman from Body Means Basketball.
And today we just want to talk to y'all about the importance of being a quote-unquote role player. So a lot of times players want to be that guy that they go onto a team and they want to be the main guy where they're taking a majority of the shots, having the most touches on the court, most touches on the team. But in reality, if there's only one guy per team, usually one to two guys per team that are that guy, that means the other 8 to 12 guys on that team aren't going to be that main guy. So a majority of the players playing basketball in the world aren't going to be that main guy where they're taking all the shots and all the touches. So the sooner that players can realize this and be real with themselves and accept this, the sooner I think that they can fulfill those roles that they're in already to the max and be able to indirectly become that go-to guy. So one thing that a lot of coaches strongly hate is when a player comes into a game or tries to join a team and they try to come in and do way too much before they've established any type of precedence. So, like, for example, if a player comes in that nobody really knows, that kid on the team, he has no chemistry with anybody on the team, but he's coming in taking like 15 shots in practice, or he takes every single shot. Like, we all have seen that player before, even when we play pickup, where a guy, like, we play with our core group of friends, and then a guy comes in and then he tries to jump on your team and then he's taking all the shots. Like, yo, what are you doing? Like, come on, bro. Like, you have to earn your spot. So I think it's just like a bad, like, the word role player has such a bad connotation to it that players really are just turned off by it. But they don't understand that it's really just the first step in becoming that dominant guy. So when you're coming to a team or coming to a game or for the first time or whatever, when you're joining a team, you just want to fulfill your role to the max and do it so well that the coach has no option to give you more of a responsibility. So if you're supposed to come in and be a catch-and-shoot kind of guy in the corner and at most work out of one or two dribbles, then that's what you need to do, and that's how you need to train for the next few weeks or months to be able to be the best on the court at that. So you want to be the best possible role player that you possibly can be. And then after that, you're able to acquire that attention from your coaches, and then they'll be able to trust you, build that trust with those coaches and your teammates, and that chemistry will grow. And then now responsibility can start being slowly and slowly added to your game. And then when that happens, that's when your freedom to rock out and do the actual stuff that you feel like you can do can come into play.
Yeah, and also I think, like you said, role player has such a negative connotation, but personally, I really want to change that, or at least work towards changing that, because even if you stay that role player for your entire basketball career and never really work up towards becoming that dominant player, that's a very, very good, you know, career or vehicle of getting your college paid for or getting buckets. Like, everyone knows that, even down to pickup, like, everyone knows that one player that, like, steps on the court, doesn't dribble much, but he knocks down, like, you know, four shots, four threes. Yeah, he's reliable, plays defense, and everyone likes having him on their him or her on their team.
Yeah,
just because he plays his role and does what he's supposed to do. And a lot of times what you'll see in high school or college is that these guys are the ones that are able to make it to that next level just because they have such a solidified role. And most of these guys will be shooters, but you also see this with slashers, defenders, who or even rebounders. Guys who are just rebounders, really good athletes. They have like their really, really solidified role, and they stay within that role, and coaches love that, you know, teammates love that. And the more that you can get towards accepting that and understanding that this is a good thing, that guys, like, I say this all the time, and I just bring up money because it's so easy to quantify. Guys like, you know, J.J. Redick, Kyle Korver, even guys like, you know, Jay Crowder, like, guys who have never really been, like, a star, but they're always on a team. They're always starting on a playoff contender. They're making a shit ton of money every single year.
So much. Yeah,
so much, like, millions upon millions simply off of playing their role and understanding it. Same thing at the college level. Like, guys go to college, get their education paid for 4 years solely off of just being a role player and doing what they're supposed to do. Obviously, it's not just in terms of the skill. It's also kind of the psychological aspect of being a leader, making sure everyone's level-headed, making sure you're always level-headed, because you do have less leeway for, you know, acting out. Like, obviously, if James Harden gets like a technical, he's going to stay on the court. It's not really going to change anything. But if you come in the game as like a seventh, eighth man, a valuable seventh, eighth man, by the way, but you get a technical, like, you're coming out the game and you're not playing for at least the rest of the game. So making sure that you have all the boxes checked off in terms of not only the skills that you're good at. So you're all around player. So you're an all around player, but you're also specializing in something. And also on the psychological side, where you're making sure that you're one of the guys that people on the team can look up to be completely stable, never too high, never too low, a leader, leading by example. And I think once you have all that kind of checked off, just understand that you don't have to get into a bigger role for your career or for your skill set to be successful or validated.
It's kind of like being the glue on a team, where you just provide whatever is necessary. You're like, coach tells you, yo, today I just need you to lock up on defense. And then if you're the type of guy, your coach can tell you that, and then you come out the game with 5-6 plus steals, four or five turnovers, whatever you do, then you did your job. And that coach, he's thinking like, I like this guy. I can't let him go. Mm-hmm. He's obviously valuable to me. And then the next game, he says, all right, this game, it's going to be a lot of guys closing out, so I need you to be able to attack that mid-range and be able to score off the mid-range. And then, boom, you're able to do that. So it's just being able to provide whatever that coach, whatever the team needs, that main guy may not be able to provide us because he has too much attention put on him. So if you can come in and be able to fill in those gaps and fill in the spaces where you need to, where your team can really benefit from, that makes you so valuable. And not just valuable to the coach, but also valuable to that main guy, where you're able to kind of have a J.R. Smith kind of situation with LeBron, where J.R. Smith is never going to be the kind of guy where he's going to take over in the game, but LeBron counts on him and trusts him, except for that one time in the finals. But he trusts him and counts on him.
After his Nuggets days, at least, because that man was taking over games big time. But
now that he's like solidified and understood that, all right, I'm not going to outdo LeBron, I'll let him lead the way, and then I'll just provide whatever he needs me to provide, whether that's hitting clutch threes, getting to the basket, making whatever plays I need to make or I can make, I'll do that. And then that way he's able to still maintain his career in the NBA, regardless of how old he's getting, and still make millions and millions of dollars. So not everybody, it's okay that everybody can't be that go-to guy where you're the one taking all the shots, but there's so much more money and so much more value that could be placed and made in the being that efficient role and reliable role player. All that said, we're kind of a good segue to talk about what our most recent program that we just dropped. It's called the Efficient Scorer Package. So that program, or this program we just dropped, is pretty much targeting all the skills that a role player definitely needs. So whether it's the pump, how to pump fake correctly, how to score in transition, how to score off relocation, getting open, being able to finish in the paint, being able to have consistent, reliable types of finishing moves, whether it's a hop step or whatever. Like we're implementing or injecting each player with so many of the most basic but most slept on techniques in a game that are really just not really paid attention to, because they're deemed as if they're not really worth the player's time, because they're quote unquote only for role players, which is for some reason associated with a really bad connotation. So with these moves, and if you really honestly, this may be one of our best programs yet, just because it's probably because it's one of the most useful to every single player in the world, whether you are that go-to guy, you just want to like lock in on the basics and be able to be an efficient and reliable scorer, or whether you're just going to be that guy trying to make his name for himself on his team where he doesn't have any prior precedence yet. So it's the best way to kind of gain and develop those skills necessary to be a threat on the court and to be able to earn your spot on the court offensively. So obviously there's stuff that we couldn't really replicate, like being a role player as a rebounder, defender, or just like being that glue or that tough or the hustle kind of guy, because you can't really replicate those things and those situations and drills. But in terms of offensive, being an offensive threat, I don't think any drill that we have takes more than 3 dribbles max. So it's pretty much a great way to be the most efficient player that you can be. And this, honestly, obviously it's going to be a lot of reps on reps of it. So it's about 2 months long, full of 5 days per week drills, and then optional day of shooting. It's just one of the best complete workouts that or programs I think we've been able to make.
Yeah, and one thing I think that we did well with the program, and this kind of goes back to just what we were talking about earlier, checking off all the boxes. We one of the main goals, so whether you follow the program or whether you're just planning your own workouts, this can be applicable, is we just put so basically our process of planning out any program for a player that we're working with in person, or you know, like an online client or these programs, we just look at the situations that you're going to be in and then teach you what the options, or at least what the primary options will be. So let's say like a pin down situation. This is the week one of our program. Like week one, day one was pin downs because it's so fundamental. Even if you're not the guy coming off of pin downs, that action is going to happen in a game. And regardless, especially these days, whether you're 1, 2, 3, 4, you're going to be coming off, you know, down screens. Even if it's like an accidental down screen, you're not getting a play run for you. Like someone just passes it, comes screens down because they're just fucking around on offense and like pass and cut. You're going to be coming off of that and you're going to get that sometime. So this is one that we implemented. So we teach you the main reads. So curling tight, straight out to the three-point line, bumping back, going back door. And then we just rep these out. And then we also apply this. Obviously, there's the program is done without a partner defense, so it's hard to apply this live. But we have a whole video about where you can like what these reads would be, so we explain it even more. And then one thing we really emphasize is using your imagination to put defenders in, you know, the situation that you would be in, and rep these out with those defenders, kind of visualized or imagined or whatever you want to call it. So we do that with like transition, like sprinting to the corner. We do it with like lifts and drops, so if someone's driving to the bucket, where to find those open pockets of space. One thing that I'm pretty excited with what we did is just finding all the really, really important like scenarios or circumstances. Yeah, exactly. That pretty much any player, but especially the guy that's really like accepting his role, and doing all these things that we just talked about earlier in the episode, putting you guys in these situations to just rep it out, understand what your options are going to be, and be comfortable when you get there in a game, and understanding when you can get there in the game because of explanations and reads that we also, you know, put up on there. So I think it's very, very well rounded. Plus, like, we always have the nutrition, recovery, injury prevention. We have some performance related stuff, just building like lateral movement ability, just so that you guys can continue to develop not only as a player but also as an athlete, and that you guys are really optimizing the results that you get. So no, I definitely agree that it's probably our most complete program, and it's also the most relevant for pretty much every player. I mean obviously, like, we can't make it extremely specific to every individual player, but any player can benefit from it, and you know, I'm proud that we're able to get it out. And this is really what I when I say, like, working out quote unquote the right way, because you see people talk about I would definitely say it's it, because you see people talking all the time about players are taking too many dribbles in workouts, whatever. Obviously there is a time and place for that, but I think this is a really robust program that, you know, I'm really excited about.
Yeah, and honestly, this workout or this program is perfect for any team or players that are going to play within a system like a majority of colleges. I think you found a statistic that said about 75% of the buckets in the college level were scored from within three dribbles or under three dribbles. So that should, if it's 75% of, it's such a large majority of the buckets that, like, if you're training with 5-10 dribbles to get to your one shot, then it's really like you're really wasting your time in your training time. Like, it's if 75% of the buckets come with under three dribbles, then at least 75% of your workout should be under three dribbles per shot. So I mean, obviously it's something that every single player can benefit from. So like all the features that we talked about, the different situations that we created, the pin downs, the transitions, the lift and drops, the learning the new moves out of your triple threat.
Yeah, that too.
Being efficient off of it, still being creative while still limiting the number of dribblers up to like one or two dribbles. It's just, right. I think, one of our most creative ways that we've implemented developing an offensive threat with very little dribbles.
Yeah, something that you mentioned there was creativity. And don't think that just because everything's under, you know, three dribbles that we're not also implementing creativity, because we have a lot of stuff that we're also attempting to add to your bag out of triple threat off of all these actions. Plus, we also included ball handling and finishing because that's such an important part to any player's game. So it's really all around, but it's definitely focusing. It's really targeted on the things that will actually apply in game.
So, yeah, I mean, if you guys haven't already, definitely check out that program. If you don't have our app already, you can go and download it from whatever app store or play store that you guys have, whether it's Android or iPhone. Just search up Virtual Academy. Should pop up. And then, we have our programs there. Check them out for sure. And definitely let us know what you guys think. We have it for a pretty affordable price. It's 2 months of workouts for about $35. So it's
under a dollar per workout.
It's like 60 cents per workout. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I was able to pay somebody 60 cents per workout growing up and it was going to make me one of the greatest role players, that's something I would have for sure done without even a second thought about it. Facts. So, check that workout or check that program out, y'all, and let us know what you guys think. Hey.